see you later, Pop.
Okay, son. Be careful, yeah?
Hi, Fred.
Brady.
Yeah, I just ran into,
Lamont.
Yeah, say, Fred, I got something to tell you.
Well, come on in the house and tell me.
All right.
What you looking for? Look like the police are chasing you or something.
No, the police ain't chasing me, Fred, but I just heard something that kind of shook me up. Say, let me have a drink, please.
Okay. Listen, you want to try one I invented? It's a mixture of Ripple and cream. I call it Cripple. See?
Yeah.
After you drink a few of them, you walk with a limp.
Yeah, no thanks, Fred. I just take some straight Ripple. Please.
Okay, straight Ripple. I call that Stripple. There you go. Hey, Grady, you making me nervous now. What's bothering you?
It's not a what, Fred. It's a who.
Well, sit down and tell me what it is.
Well, I promised I wouldn't say anything because he wanted to surprise you.
He who?
It's someone from back home in St. Louis. Do you remember Mrs. Matlock's oldest son, Grip?
Big Money Grip? He used to be one of my best friends. During Depression, we sold blood. Ours.
Well, he just moved into town the week before last.
He did? Gee whiz, you know it's never a dull moment when old Grip's around.
Well, what I came to tell you, Fred, is... No, maybe I better have another shot of this Stripple. I mean, Cripple or some Ripple.
Put the bottle down, Grady. Now calm down. Now tell me what's bothering you.
Grip said that he moved here to be near his son.
Oh, really? I didn't know Grip had a son.
Well, it's none of my business, Fred. But I gotta tell you who Grip's son is. No, I can't do it.
Sit down and tell me. Can't you remember his name?
Yeah, I can remember his name, all right.
Well, what is it?
It's, what's your son's name?
Lamont.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, he named his son after my son. Now, that's true friendship.
Well, it's more than that, Fred. Grip said... Oh, no, I can't do it. I can't say it.
What do you mean you can't say it?
I just can't say it.
You can't, huh? Well, look at Grip. What is that you said?
Grip said your son is his son.
Say that again.
Fred, no, you give me that back first. Fred, Grip said that your son is his son. Fred, I swear on a stack of Bibles this high. That's what he said.
Oh, how could Lamont be his son when I'm the dumbest father?
Well, I don't know, Fred, but you know that Grip and Elizabeth were pretty tight before she married you.
Oh, I know all about that. She told me all about it. Wasn't nothing to it. Huh? You know what I think?
Elizabeth forgot to tell you something.
No, here's what I think. I think that Grip is just playing one of his practical jokes on you, and he can fool you with it. And another thing, see, this has all the earmarks of a Grip special.
Yeah? Well, I don't know, Freddy. He seemed pretty doggone serious to me.
Serious? Grip? Are you kidding? Grip's whole life has been one long joke after the other. He get hot foots and pass out them exploding cigars and then put some plastic dog doo-doo on your rug.
Uh-oh. He ain't come. Now, remember... You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing because I ain't told you nothing.
You sure act nutty, Grady. I should call you Nutty Grady. That's the gripper. I know that knock anyway. Same old knock.
Have no fear. Big Money Grip is here.
Grip! Big Money Grip with the swivel here. Slide me five so I can stay alive.
This is for you, my man.
No, not an exploding cigar. I know about them Alabama.
I should have known that.
Good to see you, man.
You ain't changed a lick. You looking good, Frank.
Now you looking kind of spliffy yourself there. Hey, what you got in the bag?
Oh, I brought us some libation for our reunion.
Why didn't you just bring some wine?
Yeah, you didn't have to be fancy. Anything's been all right for us.
Anything? Not for my friends who I ain't seen in almost 20 years. I got the good stuff. Cold up.
Cold up. Cold duck since last time I hit the number. Sit down, Grip.
Sorry.
Open up the duck, and I'll get this glass for you. Hey, Grip. Mm. This reminds me of the good old days. We had some good fun back there, didn't we?
We sure did. You remember that time in church when I switched the communion grape juice for real wine?
Yeah. And that old greedy preacher got so carried away, he had to be carried away.
Now, that was one of my real classics.
Yeah. And Grip, you still doing that kind of stuff, huh? Listen, Grady told me what you told him. You know, about coming out here to be with your son, Lamont. And he fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. Yeah, didn't you, Grady? He thought you was serious.
I was. I held it back a long time. But I can't hold it back any longer. Fred, Lamont is my son.
But that's impossible. In order for Lamont to be your son, that would mean that you and Elizabeth...
That's impossible. In order for Lamont to be your son, that would mean that you and Elizabeth would have to... Let's have another drink.
You know that I was Elizabeth's first love before you stole away.
I didn't steal her. It was offered to me, and I accepted it.
Oh, you married her behind my back while I was in arms.
No, I didn't. I wanted to wait till you got back home, but she didn't. And besides, how did Lamont be your son when you was away in the army?
Now, that's a good point, Fred.
You ever heard of a weekend pass?
That's a good point, Grip.
Shut up, Grady.
Well, let's have another drink.
Listen, you just can't walk in a man's house and claim his only son without proof. You wait a second. I'll show you some proof.
Yeah, wait a second. Fred's gonna show you some proof.
I got some pictures here of Lamont when he was a baby. Now, you tell me.
He's got some pictures of Lamont when he was a baby, and then you tell him.
See, now that's a picture of Lamont when he was a baby.
That's Lamont when he was a baby.
See, now, Grady, you remember when Lamont was born. Now, you tell me, who's he look like?
Yeah, he looks just like you, Griff.
Give me that.
Let's have another drink. Every time I feel. Hello?
That's got to be little Lamont.
Hello?
You don't recognize me, do you? Remember me?
No, I don't think so.
See that? He don't even remember you, Grip.
Yeah, he don't remember you, Grip.
Sure, he remembers Grip. Big money, Grip. I used to give you money to go to store for me. I used to let you read my girly magazines. Remember? Whiz Bang, Smokehouse Monthly.
Hey, Big Money Grip.
Right.
How you doing, man?
Right. I even taught you a little dance that we used to do together. We stood right next to each other and did our dance. Still look like we make a good team, huh, Fred?
Yeah, good team of
mules. I almost didn't recognize you. How long have you had the mustache?
Since he was in the seventh grade.
Say, Lamont, I got a present for you out in my car. Brought it all the way from St. Louis. Let's go get it.
Hey, Grip, you didn't have to bring me no present.
I wanted to do it.
All right.
Little Lamont.
Big Money Grip.
Hey, kidding, wasn't it, Grady? I mean, Grip was kidding, wasn't he?
Well, you know what they say, Fred. Mama's baby, papa's maybe.
Shut up, Grady. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You hear that, Elizabeth? Is that true what Grip said about you and him and Lamont?
Huh? Is it, Elizabeth? What's she say, friend?
She says, shut up, Grady.
Ha ha ha! Hazen.
What are you staring at?
I'm not staring. I'm just looking at you. I can look at my own son, can't I?
Yeah, but it's making me uncomfortable.
Okay, then. I won't bother you. Finish your lunch.
Thank you.
Hi, son.
What are you doing?
I'm just looking at you.
Look, you fixed me a nice lunch over here. Now, at least you can let me eat it in peace.
Okay. I won't bother you.
Thank you. What are you doing?
I'm just comparing hand sizes. What it look like?
What is this comparing hand sizes and staring at me? How come you're acting so weird today?
I'm not acting weird. I'm acting like a father. Because I feel fatherly. Don't you feel sonnerly?
I feel like I'm never gonna finish this chicken noodle and tuna all right.
I'll get that.
Yeah, why don't you do that?
I mean, like, did you say, why don't you do that, Pop? You realize you haven't called me Pop all day?
Would you see who that is, Pop? I sure would appreciate it, Pop. Thank you very much, Pop. Now there's three Pops, okay, Pop?
That's fine, son. I'll see you at the door, son. Hope somebody's going to see, son. Yeah, that's my son. Okay, nobody. I really do hope somebody we want to see. But you know what, son? Son of a gun. Yes, how you feel?
I feel fine, Fred, and I ain't got no money to loan you. If that's why you asked me over here, I might as well go.
No, wait a minute. I ain't asked you over here to borrow no money. If I wanted some money, I'd ask you over the phone.
Hello there, Honesty.
Hello, Lamont.
Hey, Pop, I gotta make a few pickups on the truck. I'll be right back.
Okay, son. Take it easy, son. And be careful, son. Bye, son.
Now, what you call me over here for, Fred?
Sit down, Esther. Take the load off.
Let's get it over with, Fred. I don't like being alone in the house with an unmarried man.
Listen, Esther. If we were alone on a raft in the middle of the ocean, I'd rather kiss an octopus in the mouth.
I wouldn't want you to kiss me. I'd rather be kissed by a snaggletooth jackass.
Well, I'll call St. Louis and get you one.
Kiss your octopus.
No. Well, listen, neither one of us don't have to worry about nothing like that. Now listen here, Esther. I just want to have a confidential conversation with you about Elizabeth.
My sister Elizabeth?
No, your brother Elizabeth. Of course your sister and my wife. Now, look, Esther, this is just between me and you. Now, I want to know, did Elizabeth ever dilly-dally while we were married?
What's a dilly-dally?
Well, you know what I mean. It's like, did she fool around?
Fred Sanford, you ought to be ashamed to even let something like that come out of your heathenish mouth. My baby sister was as pure as the driven snow.
Yeah, but who was doing the driving?
Chicken-picking minute supper. Elizabeth was faithful to you until the day she died. Only someone with a foul mind and a foul mouth could come up with such a foul idea. Fred Sanford, you foul. You a foul heathen.
Well, I'm a happy foul heathen. You bet. And get the door. I'm the happy foul. foul heathen you ever seen. I'm so happy to find out all that good stuff you just told me. I said, I don't know what to do. I appreciate it. Hey, Grip. Hey. I'm glad you came. I just got some important information from my sister-in-law here.
Oh, is this lady your sister-in-law?
This is my sister-in-law. I ain't said nothing about no ladies.
Don't pay no attention to this uncivilized heathen. I'm Esther Anderson.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Grip Madlock from St. Louis. Remember me?
Big Money Grip Madlock.
The one and only.
Sure, I remember you. Sure, my sister Elizabeth used to be crazy about you. Well, what brings you to town?
Grip, tell her what you told me yesterday, and then she got something to tell you. Now, listen to this, Esther.
Go on, I'm all ears.
No, you're not. You're all mouth, but listen to me.
Well, it's very simple. Lamont Sanford is my son.
What did you say, nigger?
I said, Lamont is my son.
You hear that, Esther? Grip and your sister Elizabeth.
Stop! There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. Get thee behind me, Satan. But I'm going to get behind you, because I'm going to put my foot in your ass.
Nothing else to see. Now listen, Grip. This is Elizabeth's sister, and if anybody should know, she should. And she swears that Elizabeth was pure as the driven snow. And you're looking at the only driver she ever had.
Don't make no difference what either one of you says. I know the truth, and that's why I'm here today. To tell Lamont so he can decide on who he wants to be with.
Lamont. You gonna tell Lamont a deliberate lie?
It ain't a lie, it's true.
God shall smite thee, but I can't wait. Fair enough, we both beat the hell out of him right now.
But hold on. What's going on in here? What's going on in here?
Ain't nothing going on, son. Grip here was just leaving.
Not until I tell Lamont what I have to tell him.
You don't want to hear this, Lamont.
Wait a minute, hear what?
I tell you, son. Now, come on over here. I'll tell you what it's all about. Sit down right there. Now, here it is. Grip said that he's your father. Your real father.
What?
Don't listen anymore, Lamont.
Aunt Esther, I've asked you not to do that. What did you say?
I said that Grip said that he's your real father.
Grip?
Yeah, me and Aunt Esther say it's a lie.
But I'm the only one that knows, and I say it's not a lie.
Grip says he's my real father? Wow, this is heavy.
And that's why I'm here, Lamont. So that you can decide on who you want to be with. Your real father or him.
You mean you want me to choose between you and you? Wait a minute. Excuse me a minute, Grip. Hey, come over here and sit down, Pop. I want to... Sit down, please. Now, I don't care nothing about this business or this house.
You don't?
No. But what I do care about is you, Pop. Because you're my Pop, man, and I love you. Now, Grip, if you are my father, that was between you and my mother. I ain't have nothing to do with that. But hey, man, this is my father, the only Pop I've ever known. Now, all my life, it's been Sanford and Son, and as far as I'm concerned, that's the way it's gonna always be.
Well, Grip, I guess your little visit is over now. And you're welcome to say goodbye. And so long, and adios. And I really dirt you. In short, you can get the hell out of here.
Wait a minute. Don't let him leave till he promises to stop telling that wicked lie about my sister.
What do I have to do to prove it's true? Tell you the time, the place, and everything?
Just tell the truth, sucker. For the truth shall make you free. That's junk.
Yeah, don't tell no lie, because the lie can find you dead. That's right.
Okay. You lived at 3207 Enright in St. Louis, right?
That's right.
Okay. I came around one evening while everyone was asleep and sneaked in her room.
That's a lie.
Oh, wait a minute, Fred. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, no, no, I'll take care of it. I'll handle it. I'll handle it. We'll soon find out. Which one was Elizabeth's room, chump?
It was a room off the kitchen.
See how he lying? The room off the kitchen was my room.
It was the... It was the room that faced out on the backyard.
That was my room.
You know what I think, Esther? I think Grip was in your room. Now listen, Esther, did anybody ever sneak in your room one night? Now the truth now, because you know the truth shall make you free.
Did you used to sleep with big curlers in your hair?
I don't want to hear any more of this.
It wasn't Elizabeth. It was you, wasn't it, Esther? It wasn't it you.
You? Her?
He that is without sin among you, let him cast the first stone.
No, wait. Wait a minute. Don't leave yet. Stay here and tell us all about it.
Whether he be a sinner or no, I know not. But one thing I know, that whereas I was blind, now I see. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Woo!
Hey, listen here, Grip. You might well go too now. Because at first, I was mad at you. Now I feel sorry for you. I really do. I feel sorry for you because you don't know the difference between a woman and a crocodile.
Me and her?
Can't believe that, Pop. Honest and Grip.
Yeah, you know, I'm so glad, son, that we got a chance to clear up your mother's name and find out the truth about Grip. And also, the best part was hearing you say how much I meant to you. And it's going to be Sampson and Son forever.
Hey, I meant it, Pop. Hey, you know what? I feel like celebrating. Why don't we run upstairs and get cleaned up and go out and have dinner at my tree?
You serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
You know what, son?
What, Pop?
I like you. Hey, you're a good kid.
Hey, it's hereditary. Come on, let's go. Wait a minute, wait a minute. Aunt Esther?
And Grip.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.